Hello, this is David Brim, and I'm the founder of Orlando Entrepreneurs. We are the hub for Orlando entrepreneurship, and our mission is to connect, cultivate, and celebrate our local entrepreneurs. We bring together our local entrepreneurial ecosystem to help impact our entrepreneurs, their companies, and our local economy. Learn more at OrlandoEntrepreneurs.org. Now over to Josh Wilson to get forward with our show.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Orlando Entrepreneur Show. My name is Josh, and I'm your host and also an Orlando entrepreneur. Today's show, we're going to have a conversation with Krista Inokowski, who is leading up a mastermind program within Orlando Entrepreneurs in partnership with us. And I'm so excited because I love masterminds and I love what she's doing here in Orlando. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome Krista to the show. Krista, welcome to the Orlando Entrepreneur Show.
Thank you, Josh. I'm really excited to be here. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So why don't we start off with what the heck is a mastermind?
Perfect question and perfect place to start. And it's really one of those words I think needs a little bit of description, to, at least who you're talking to give it some context, because there's no official definition. And the word will be thrown around in a lot of different ways. Like people will call their Facebook group a mastermind. They'll call their getting together over lunch a mastermind. But really the way that I've been taught and the, let's say the definition, the context that I work around is the fact that it's a small group of like-minded people who form an alliance of support, engagement, to highlight their expertise. It's also for accountability for one another. And it really helps each member of the group amplify what they're up to on their own journey for success. And there's also this up-leveling of the group as a whole. So really, you know, a couple of key components to me that make a mastermind different than a lot of other groups is it really does need to be a small, intimate group. It's a place where everybody's heard. And it's really important that everyone in the group are peers. So that's part of my job that I take as a facilitator and as the mastermind director with Orlando Entrepreneurs is making sure that people who come in to the group are a good fit for one another. And we don't have, you know, beginners with really advanced, it is about a peer-to-peer engagement.
Right on. So we're going to have tons of conversation around this topic of mastermind, but you know, let's learn a little bit about who you are as a person and as an entrepreneur. You know, let's go back and hear about how you fell in love with this idea of masterminds and why you're starting them on your own.
Yeah, I really did. I've been engaged, for years and years in different small businesses, working as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, and really having a lot of high touch with small business owners, women in particular, and helping them dive into, you know, creating all that it takes to move forward, but what kind of lifestyle, health, relationships, all of these things that make us a healthy, happy person, and where entrepreneurship fits into that. So along my journey, I was introduced to a mastermind by Jay Fassett, which I believe you've actually interviewed him.
Yeah. I've interviewed him on one of my shows, and incredible guy. And before that, I really didn't even know what mastermind was. So you actually worked hand in hand with him building masterminds.
Yes, that is correct. I was fortunate enough to be invited to a small, what I call an experience mastermind, where it's like a one-off, had a really profound experience. I thought this was fascinating. So I immediately signed up and went to a long training with Jay, learned all about masterminds, and basically just started implementing and forming my own groups. And I have to say, I just completely fell in love with the format and the meaning of what a mastermind is. And I've done tons of networking, tons of different associations. That's what we all, I think a lot of entrepreneurs really need to do when you get out there. But the thing that I don't love about it is that it's kind of the place to show up where everything's great. How's your business? It's great. How are you? I'm great. You know, how's it? Oh, just doing fantastic. And so Yeah, sure. There's a time and place for everything to be great, and you're at the showcasing the very best of what you want everyone to believe your business is. But when I was involved in this mastermind experience, I found that there's the safe space was created to talk about what's not working, what you're frustrated about, or you know, what roadblock, why you're not getting to where you want to be, or maybe this idea that you've been tossing around over and over and but never really fully taken action on. And so to see the aha moments and these big, huge discoveries that people were having just in one short time period, like one evening together, by being able to reveal what's not working, I thought, this is fascinating. This is what not only I need, but I know that everybody, entrepreneurs need this. They need a space where they can safely talk about what's not working, where they're frustrated, the ideas that haven't been put out to market yet, to get some instant feedback. And then also dive into your own personal, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we all have our own blocks. We all have our own blind spots. We all have our own insecurities and fears. And where is that interfering with your business plans?
Yeah.
And I've really found that a really well-run mastermind group can do that. And that's why I dove into becoming that type of facilitator that can create that space and let people be open enough to share and make these big breakthroughs. And it's really, really powerful.
So I think that this is pretty interesting. And I want to dive in on some of the things that you said, because I love this. When you were talking, you said that this is kind of like a safe space for people to talk about things that they're working, so we could, you know, learn from each other and like, hey, this is really working. Use this technology or this, you know, whatever. But also things that aren't working, like things that are not going good in your business. Like, how do you create that space where an entrepreneur or someone could go in and go, hey, I'm having a problem with an employee. I'm having a problem with my finances. I'm having a problem with my own personal relations. Like, are these the kind of conversations that go in at a mastermind?
They are. But you asked, how do we create that space?
Yeah.
So we'll kind of get into format in a little bit later, but okay. When we look at our ongoing mastermind, that'd be that same group of 8, 10, or 12 people that are meeting regularly over an extended period of time. First of all, they know what they're getting into, and there has to be an agreement as I'm doing the application and having one-on-ones with them, that they know that this is highly confidential, and they're going to sign a confidentiality agreement.
Oh,
they
wow.
know right off the bat that if you're not open and vulnerable to share what's wrong, if you're just there to showcase how great you are, then it's just not the right space for you. So there's quite a bit of vetting that goes on that is either going to resonate with someone and they're like, yes, I'm so in, or it won't. And that's fine too. They can move on. But once that safe space is created by the confidentiality agreement, by really getting to know that when you speak up vulnerably, that you're supported in what you're saying, that I find the deeper people are willing to go, the more they individually will get out of the experience.
Sure. So, I mean, that sounds really good, because a lot of times, and you know, when I started building businesses and such, sometimes it could feel lonely. Like for example, right now, even though we're face to face and I talk with customers or people all day long, it just feels like there's nobody that I could actually talk about my business with or learn about their business or what I could do to make it better. So you creating this space where it's not to sell to each other, it's not to do these things, but just to like share experience and help lift each other up, and you help kind of guide it to make sure that it's a safe place. You do the application to make sure that there's no jerks coming in there, right? I didn't know what other better word to use. I didn't want to use cuss words on this, but like, you know, your job is to protect the group, the integrity of the group, the authenticity of the group, the transparency of the group, but also the confidentiality of the group. So maybe we could talk about that is what are the things that, like, who is a good fit for a mastermind? Like who does this really work well for?
That's a really great question. And there are mastermind groups for pretty much any topic under the sun. If there's something that you're up to and you want to surround yourself with, for example, people writing a book, people that are, you know, moving their bricks and mortar business to an online business, you can get niched down like that. Now, we at Orlando Entrepreneurs are obviously really reaching out to people who have an entrepreneurial business and have a footprint here in Orlando, whether it's full-time or they're moving into the area or the, you know, part of their business is here. Because we do want to have a local element where there is face-to-face as well as Zoom. So that's going to be the niche here, is people that have a business, they're growing it, they're looking for some sort of improvement in themselves and in their business. And a really big important factor to me is it's not just business building. It's not just about increasing revenue or scaling or growing. It really is, how is entrepreneurship fitting into your life and vice versa? How is your overall life and happiness and health and family and relationships coming together as you build this business? And I think that's where that openness, that vulnerability, where the need for confidentiality is important, because it's not just, you know, oh, help me with my marketing strategy. Oh, how do I, you know, add more employees? It is, who am I as a person? Who am I as an entrepreneur? How do I need to grow and change perhaps my mindset, overcome some fears, look at myself and the world differently so that I can grow my business based on growing myself? And that's where it gets interesting for me.
Well, yeah. So it's not just about the bottom line. It's not just about revenue, which those things are really needed, you know, for business to survive. But you're saying that this also, the mastermind programs are also about your life. Like, how is your business fitting into your life and your relationships and the things that are important to you? Your health or you know, the health of your own life. So with masterminds, you kind of touched, like, we are focused, Orlando Entrepreneurs is, you know, based on our name, we're focused on Orlando-based entrepreneurs. Let's maybe take the other side. Who is this mastermind program not a good fit for as you're building these out? Like, as you've seen different types of people or just different types of things, like, who doesn't get the cut when you're going through, you know, application process?
The people who aren't a good fit are ones who are so sure that they know what they're doing that they don't need any help. They're the ones that are just very right, very on track, know that their one way is the one way, aren't really open for feedback, not really interested in hearing what other professionals have to say. Mm-hmm. And those who aren't willing to share. If you're just going to come to the table and say, my company's doing great and I'm fantastic and this is where we're headed, and it's like all strength without vulnerability. If there's no vulnerability, if there's no empathy, if there's no sense of collaboration, if there's no, if you do have that zero sum game mindset that there's limited resources and limited abundance, then it's not going to be a fit. We're really looking for the complete opposite. We want people who are empathetic, who are open to vulnerability, who are collaborative, who are looking for how Orlando entrepreneurs, how we can really grow and impact the Orlando community or Central Florida community for years and years and years to come by how we're sharing, how we're reaching out, how we're combining resources, how we have this belief in complete abundance, that there is enough for everyone to succeed, and stepping away from that feeling of competition and go, hey, how can we actually improve one another and work together to make things better for the greater good?
I mean, you brought this up. This is pretty interesting. Do you ever experience, like, within a mastermind, competitive, like, people who are in the same kind of field? Like, how does that work out?
It depends on each group. Sometimes the groups are definitely going to be you know, very much the same. And which is another reason why there's some great groups that are virtual. You've got people that might have the exact same brick and mortar business, let's say a gym, but there are gyms from all across the country, so nobody's directly competing next door. And that's perfectly fine. In this situation that we're doing with Orlando Entrepreneurs, we are geographically close, because that's part of our mission is supporting the city as a whole, and being able to meet in person more regularly than other mastermind groups would. That's also part of what I take on as my job in the application process is being aware to see if anyone feels like they're in direct competition with one another. And it may involve having a conversation with them before they're let in, to make sure everybody's comfortable before entering the group.
Got it. So what kind of formats do you have, or what kind of things happen within a mastermind group?
Oh, all right. So one of the kind of, to me, the glue that holds this together and makes the magic is what is called the hot seat. And the hot seat is where one member at a time gets the floor, and they're going to know what meeting, and they're going to be prepared for it. I have a worksheet that they go through ahead of time. They're going to buddy up with someone in the group to get really prepared so that they're using their time most effectively. But on the hot seat, we allocate a specific number of minutes for them to answer specific questions. And the really cool thing about this is during that time, they have the floor completely. They cannot be interrupted. No one can interject. Nobody can answer their phone. Like, you truly get eyeballs on you, fully engaged and listening to what you're working on, what the gap is, what the question is, what the problem is, where you're going. And once that time period is up and they've fully articulated what is most important to them, then we open up the floor. And there's another allotted time period. Everything's very structured. It keeps the energy going, right? When you have when the clock is ticking, there's a much higher energy level of, okay, I got to get this out and get this said. So now that the other members are going to chime in, they're going to be asking, it's not about giving advice. You're like, well, Joe, let me tell you what I think. I try to avoid that and really help guide and coach them off right from the beginning what effective communication looks like within the hot seat. So it starts off with clarifying questions. We want to help ask the right questions to the person that was on the hot seat. Essentially, I look at it as holding up the mirror to themselves, because we have the answers within us.
So this makes me extremely nervous, and I'm sure there's people sitting in their audience are going, oh my gosh, like I'd feel anxious about this. But you're in a trusted space with people that you've built relationships with. But let's do this. Even though I'm nervous, I'm going to do this live on air. You know, well, we're not live because we record and then shit later. However, why don't we do a little role play together, Krista, where, you know, put me in the hot seat and maybe take me through a few of the questions that you would do within a mastermind, so that people listen in and go, oh wow, it's not that bad, or maybe it's terrifying. I don't know. But, you know, so maybe they could get a feel for some of the things that go on within a mastermind. Could we do that, or is that way out of left?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll just pick two of, I generally use four questions. I'll just do two so we can keep it concise.
Okay.
And so the question is,
I'm nervous.
What are you excited about creating right now?
Okay.
So I want you to think of something that's not your common everyday. Like, you've got the podcast down pat. So this is kind of like thinking beyond. What would be that next step? So what are you excited about creating right now?
Okay.
And what roadblock is preventing you from having that success today?
Okay. So we're role playing, but I'm going to answer as whatever comes to mind. So things that we're excited about and we're working on behind the scene, we're working on these mastermind programs. We're working on other programs that help build and support Orlando-based entrepreneurs to really help the community and the ecosystem. So something that I'm working on in the background and having some conversations with is kind of like an entrepreneurial incubator. So getting people to take the leap into entrepreneurship. So that's, it's in the future, right? But that's something that I'm working on that I'm really excited about. I write it up all over my whiteboards. My room is covered with whiteboards. And if you guys saw it, it would just be nothing but like entrepreneur stuff. But nobody can read my handwriting anyways. So that's what I'm currently, that's what you guys could see in, maybe in the future. Great question. That question, it actually like, it made me happy to share. It made me excited to talk about because yeah, I have the podcast and I do some other stuff, but like, that's something that like is always on my brain of this incubator. Great
when
question.
When you ask someone, what are they excited about creating? I mean, that's the good stuff.
Yeah. Good question. All right. So I have no clue what the second question was.
So the second one is really what roadblock, what resource, what's missing in your life right now?
Yeah.
To, you know, that prevents you from having that goal accomplished by, you know, midnight tonight.
Oh gosh.
I'm just kidding. You see what I'm saying? What do you need? And that could be personally, like, what do you need to overcome? It could be, what resource do you need? It could be, who do you need an introduction to? So we're really kind of opening up, what support and need do you have or need to achieve this cool entrepreneur thing that's going on for you?
Yeah. So, you know, honestly, it comes around, a lot of entrepreneurs don't have a lot of money to invest. So serving entrepreneurs sometimes is a challenge because you have to find creative ways to do it. So I would say bilaterally, capital to create the programs, to do the things that are needed to serve the community, that's always a challenge. And then also for people to fully buy into something, to learn to grow. I found from, you know, building a fitness company and building some businesses that if someone's not invested in something financially, if they don't have skin in the game, they don't take it as serious. People value something. They value their wallet and their time the most. So if they're not committed both, then they don't value the things that you're giving. And then it turns into some type of charity or whatever. So I would say that's the challenges I'm trying to tighten up and figure out the value exchange between the what we offer and then what we how we keep it in a sustainable, you know, scalable way.
Excellent. So interesting. So from this point, and thank you so much for sharing that. You did a great job on the super condensed mini version hot seat.
I've made it through the hot seat, ladies and gentlemen. I did it. I'm still walking or sitting at the time. But yeah, thank you so much. That was fun.
So then from there, the group would begin to ask questions, share resources, start to brainstorm. And it really can spark some fascinating conversations because what you're going through is going to resonate with somebody else.
Yeah.
Maybe they've been through it. Maybe they're thinking about it. Maybe it doesn't exactly relate to their business, but at the same time, there's value in hearing the discussion.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it really, really neat. Just to kind of tap back into, you know, who is a good fit for this. Yeah. You mentioned already entrepreneurs get lonely. Mm-hmm. It's very isolating often. Even if you have a team, your team is up to, they're doing what, you know, their role or within your company, I should say. But having somebody else that's at your level and in your brain, it can feel very, very isolating. And so that's one of the biggest values that comes in from participating in a mastermind group and belonging to that group of people that are not in your business, not even in your industry necessarily, as it opens up to very different perspectives and allows you to start thinking and seeing both your problems and solutions from a completely different light.
So I like this. In this example, as we're talking, you know, doing our roundtable or hot seat, and we're doing these kind of things, and we're sharing things that we're working on, stumbling blocks that are in our, you know, in our path. You have a room of 8, 10, or, you know, a small group of people, but these are people that may have already solved that problem. They may have already spent a tremendous amount of time, energy, resources, money to solve that problem that you have right this moment. And that collective, how can we fix problems? How can we make things better? That is powerful. And I think sometimes we take that, we don't give that enough thought, is asking other people for help and advice and wisdom and doing that in a way that's safe and protected, like you guys are putting together. This is great. What other type of mastermind like programs or events do you guys do? Like, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Fantastic question, Josh. And that's what we're really excited. We've been tossing around. I shouldn't say talk. That sounds too much. We've been deeply thinking and
scribing,
strategically coming up with what's going to serve our community the best here.
Yeah.
And we have, I'll share with you three basic formats. The first one is an experience mastermind, which is just, I named it as it is. It gives people a chance in one evening to come out and experience from the inside what a mastermind is. So we will do the mini hot seat, a little bigger than the one you just did, Josh, and get the feedback and get that going. But that once people do that and they connect and they start to kind of feel the magic of what it is, then that gives internally both them the green light and then myself and Dustin, who's on the team here, a chance to align and figure out who's going to be working with us in our year-long program. So that's where the magic really happens for those who are committed to growing their business and themselves and supporting others, is to be a part of the year-long mastermind. It is a small group. It's intimate of, as I mentioned, 8 to 12. It is peer aligned, so which means we may end up with two groups. We may end up with a group of more starter entrepreneurs, and we may end up with a group of higher level, more experienced, mid-level entrepreneurs. It's very important as we get to know people during the application process, we match them. So what that looks like is coming together month after month, and this is good. What gets so cool is you're following one another through the growth.
Yeah.
You express the challenge, you brainstorm on a solution, you set a goal that you're going to do and be held accountable for before we meet again. And then the next time you're together, everyone asks, so how'd it go? Did it work? Did you do it? Did you not do it? Are we ready to move on to the next step? Or do we need to go back and help you reiterate what that was? And you're growing and actually solving the problem, moving on to the next one, and experience this huge level of growth kind of hand in hand with the group.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I get the pleasure of like watching her while she's talking. Like, she is absolutely on fire. I don't think her smile could get any bigger. She's really excited about helping entrepreneurs and businesses grow. And like, she's really excited. Like, I wish you guys could see this kind of excitement and joy. You are really passionate about doing this. Is there a specific reason that you're so passionate about, you know, serving small businesses and mastermind programs? Like, why does your heart beat for entrepreneurs?
You have such great questions. I do have a heart for entrepreneurs. There are people in this world who are just, they want big things, right? And when you have it in you, you can't really, it's hard to ignore it. It's hard to contain it. And a lot of people just spend their whole life with that challenge of, I know I'm up for more. I know I'm supposed to make a bigger impact. And that success, that road to success, people can get run over. They can get eaten up. They can be lonely. They can feel like a failure before they've even had a chance. As I mentioned, it can be isolating. Without great support, the chances of succeeding as an entrepreneur, whether it's a solopreneur with your own, you know, brand agency, or actually creating a small business with employees that grows and grows and expands, getting up and off the ground, you continuing to grow is a struggle. And the stats prove it. So just, I really love this idea of having a place to come in. I mean, creativity happens when you start sharing. We can only be so creative in a room by ourselves, right? We can pump the music and, but once you start engaging with somebody else. We actually had a discussion at a dinner last night at an empathy dinner with a incredible entrepreneurs downtown. And that was part of what was that topic, talking about how to purposely get your employees and people you're working to bump into each other, to have conversations, to spark the ideas, to keep the creativity moving. And then another aspect we haven't really touched on that is quite a benefit to this mastermind is, as I say that one preference, like just flooded my head.
There's one thing you must know. And then you're like, oh crap, maybe there's like seven or something.
Okay, I'll be real quick.
Okay.
One is we don't know what we don't know. We look through our own view, like our own set of glasses. So until we have somebody else help us with that view, show us what we don't know. And the other thing is this whole idea of innovation. Companies that are doing so well, Purple Rock Scissors, who I was talking with last night, they keep reinventing themselves almost every 18 months. Yeah. And so when we start to, we don't necessarily know that we're sitting back on our laurels and doing what we always do and getting so good at that great system that we put together that now we're just doing that one great system, but we're very soon to be irrelevant or, you know, no longer current or not heading in the right direction. So being able to help spark up in one another, what's the next thing to challenge you? Okay, Josh, that worked great, but what's next? But what's next? What does that look like? What does the customer want? What does the client want? What is, you know, what's needed in the market? And those kind of conversations, when you're engaged in that, it keeps you going.
Yeah, no, that's good, because you think of it like when you're in school or college or you're you know, playing sports, like you're a part of a team, right? And then when you get into this world of business, sometimes you don't have a team. You might have some co-founders, right? Or you might have employees, or you might even have investors. But like, is there anybody who could take a subjective look at your life without causing any major anxiety within the business? Like if you go to your co-partner and you go, hey, I'm having co-partner problems, you know, they're like, what? You know, like, but having that safe space is really exciting. And the things that you're doing is really exciting.
I can just interject before you ask that next question is when you start to
go for it.
When you brainstorm on somebody else's problem, that's huge too. It's not just about receiving, but as you're part of helping somebody else on their side, you know, it escalates for you personally with that giving.
Yeah, that's good, because sometimes taking your eyes off there's great wisdom in giving versus, you know, receiving, but like helping focus on other people's problems also brings a lot of joy and it'll probably help solve not only their problems, but your problems as well. Great point there. Holy moly. That was a good conversation. What questions should I be asking you that I just totally forgot to ask you or missed?
Oh, this has been really fun. I think we've had a great chance to talk about what the benefits are, you know, who it's going to benefit. I really love getting a group of people who have never met each other before. The thing about that is when you show up, you have no history, no judgment, no list of the 25 other jobs you want to care about. Like, you get to be so in the present moment of what's happening for you and what's happening for them. That also is very, say, refreshing, because we don't get that very often. And you just get to be who you are, representing that this time of your life without any past or judgment. So that's really, really cool.
Awesome. Let me ask you another question. Why Orlando? Like, why did you choose Orlando to build, you know, build masterminds? Or why did you choose to live here? Like, what drew you to Orlando?
I'm a native. I'm from the Space Coast. I'm a graduate of UCF. I've performed for and worked for Walt Disney World and the Orlando Magic NBA, and done freelance and contract work for all of the theme parks. I've been as submersed in Orlando as I think possible. It's my hometown. I will say, when a lot of the masterminds that I've done have a virtual element. So I do connect with people all across the country. And then when I travel, actually we didn't quite mention this, but I do travel for Jay Fassett, who is a mastermind mentor, teaching and instructing entrepreneurs, leaders, how to incorporate masterminds and what that looks like. I do travel with him at his events to do coaching and mentoring there live. And in that, we have people from all around the world that are there. And now this opportunity actually came about when our David Brehm, the founder of Orlando Entrepreneurs, invited me to this role. And it's such a perfect fit. So thank you, David.
Shout out to David, our friend and founder of Orlando Entrepreneurs, who had this vision a while ago, and he's putting the right people in the right seats now. So this is really exciting. Krista, this has been a lot of fun. So let me ask you, if someone's interested, who's listening in, who's interested in learning more or maybe getting involved somehow or getting connected with you, how can people find you and learn more?
All right. So we are going to be keeping all the updates for Orlando Entrepreneur at orlandoentrepreneur.org/masterminds. That will let you know what is upcoming. Which reminds me, let me circle back. I only mentioned two out of the three formats. So we're going to do the Experience Mastermind, which is a one-off. We're going to do a year-long program. And then coming down the road, we'll be doing a full day.
Oh, nice.
Full day mastermind, which will have maybe around 50 people. And throughout that day, it'll include some kind of an experience. From Orlando, we may drive somewhere that's about an hour away. We may head out to the beach or the lake or somewhere and really make an absolutely incredible experience so that you are connecting, but also just interacting and having fun and building relationships, incorporating both the hot seat portion of the mastermind, and then just super authentic getting to know, building relationships, forming joint ventures, all in a full day, which I wouldn't be surprised if that leads into even a two-day retreat at some point. So we do have some really fantastic methods and events that will be available. And so that's where you're going to find out on orlandoentrepreneurs.org/masterminds what's coming up next. And then of course you can always reach out to me on social. I'm assuming somewhere in the link you'll have my name.
Yeah, absolutely. So those listening in, if you go down to the show notes or if you go to our website, you'll be able to see these links that Krista's mentioning. You'll be able to click on it and go straight to her LinkedIn or straight to our page to learn more about, you know, the mastermind. Now I should have asked you, like, Have you guys come up with a specific name or brand around this?
Yes, we are using right now the name, which I think we're going forward with nice and strong, is Founders Rising.
Ooh.
There may be a little adaptation like per type of event, but Founders Rising, that solid foundation of what the founder is. It's those people that are the entrepreneur, the business builder, the one who's pulling all this together and then, you know, rising up to that next level. So
I like it. So if people want to learn more, you could go down to the show notes, which will direct you straight to the website or to Krista herself and connect, start an engagement, ask some conversation to learn more about it and see if it's a good fit for you. You know, I'm here in Orlando building and growing. You'll see me at these events and be a part of that because, you know, I need this for my own life, for my own business, for my own sanity. So Krista, thank you and Dustin and David and the team, all the people working to pull this together. I just want to say thank you guys for doing this. This is great.
Yes, thank you so much. We do have a really great team that's pulling this together so we can get super clear on what we believe Orlando Entrepreneurs needs, what they're looking for, and make sure that we are creating a program that's going to fit the needs of our community right here and really help everyone escalate, not only succeeding in business, but creating a life that they enjoy, that they love, that they're healthy, that they're fit, that they have time for family, and just, you know, boom, blow it up in the best way possible.
Yeah, blow it up in a very safe and confined, healthy way. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening into this Orlando Entrepreneur episode with Krista, talking about masterminds, like what is a mastermind and what are we doing here with Founders Rising, and as a community, what we could do to help lift up and support each other. Krista, thank you for coming on the show. It has been an absolute blessing. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
All right. And everybody listening in, we will talk with you all on the next episode. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you for listening in on today's episode. If you would like to be a guest on the show or start up a conversation with me, Josh, your host, send me an email to josh@orlandoentrepreneurs.org. You can also find out more information on Orlando's entrepreneurial ecosystem, discover resources to help you start and grow your business, and subscribe to future shows by visiting www.orlandoentrepreneurs.org.